It's time for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Coming up this Sunday is the 2018 Farm Fest, the annual festival out at the UMD Land Lab, a.k.a. the Sustainable Agriculture Project Farm. And joining us today is Professor Randy Hansen, the director of the UMD Land Lab and the co-director of the Program in Environment and Sustainability Studies. He joins us by telephone. Good morning, Professor Hansen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you.
Yes, it's exciting. It's come around again, and it seems like it's hard to believe it's been a year, but summer went quickly for a lot of us. So I imagine for you, too, this was probably a busy summer.
Yes, it was, I think, you know, but it was a good year for the farming and a great year for production levels. And in spite of the long kind of, you know, wet beginning and then dry middle, things are turning out well.
Yeah, it seemed that the rain and the sun were not as intermittent as we'd like them to be. There was more of these long periods. Did that seem to harm the growing season at all?
Well, it depends on from what vegetable perspective you're asking.
Fair enough.
Because, as a diversified farm, you have maybe 10, 12 different plant families, and those, you know, some of those plant families respond positively to these types of weather conditions versus those types. And so, for example, this year, you know, our warm season crops, tomatoes, peppers, squash, are doing fabulously well, but our cooler season crops, like potatoes and so forth, are struggling. So, it's a balance, and we're lucky we have a diverse farm.
And for those of us who may not know, who are listening, the Land Lab, the Sustainable Ag Farm, provides food for UMD. Of course, the dining services benefits from your hard work, but what else do you do?
Yeah, well, the UMD Land Lab has really evolved to have three functions. It's a campus farm that is used as a landscape-scale classroom that helps young people really take active control of experimenting with creating a more sustainable planet. And, you know, at a regional level, at an institutional level. And so students from all sorts of backgrounds, we have more than 1,000 students annually visit the farm to participate in one way or another with sustainability activities out there. And it really gives them a hands-on approach to understanding that they are the lifelong agents of their life and that sustainability is going to become an ever more important component of that.
Sure.
We're also a community food systems incubator where we collaborate with community organizations on common projects that advance community-level sustainability. For example, we are with the Healthy Northland Farm to School program hosting all Duluth 7th graders towards the end of September as part of their life science studies to introduce them to sustainable agriculture. 550 students over a couple of days. And farmers are hired to help run stations, and then there's many other community projects. And we're also a research lab, right? How do we create more sustainable community? How do we create a more sustainable campus? How do we collaborate to achieve goals that add up to a healthier planet for our children and grandchildren? So we really do three different things, and, you know, along the way, we'll produce maybe 40 plus tons of organically grown produce, most of which is delivered to our dining services, where we're taking responsibility for where we live, work, and play in terms of lowering the ecological footprint of campus.
That is a tremendously impressive list of things that you do, and I imagine that it all is going to be culminating in this Farm Fest on Sunday, celebrating the work that you do and also the other sustainable farmers in the region. Tell us a little bit about the festival.
So, yeah, this is our annual event, our showcase event, where we really kind of display the hard work that our students who have worked all season long, and where our campus farmer, Kevin Morris, have, you know, worked through really snow, rain, you know, mosquitoes, drought, et cetera, to provide this service to campus and community. And we invite the Twin Ports community to come out and tour our fields. We'll have self-guided tours with signs for all the 80 varieties of vegetables we're growing set up. We have the UMD Dining Services, our key collaborator at the farm, will be serving a buffet food for campus at for everyone at a modest price from noon to 2. We have live music with the Boys Back Home Brass Band and 4 Mile Portage. And we have a special pageant by the Magic Smelt Puppet Theater called Welcome to the Anthropocene that is really about expressing sort of our concerns and joy and hopes for a better future. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. Allison Awney, a professor in the art department, and her students will be hosting a kids' art event where hands-on art creation happens. And, you know, it's just a lot of activity that is both informative and joyful.
And hopefully the weather will hold, too, as it stands right now, Sunday. If you dare think 4 days in advance, it's going to be sunny and in the upper 70s, so just a lovely day to be out there.
Always optimistic, and it's going to be a great day for weather, and we're looking forward to the planet cooperating with us on that.
Let's hope. Well, it sounds like a great time. Sunday from noon to 4 at the Land Lab, which is out
3568 Riley Road,
yep.
Right? About four miles north of campus. The event is free. There's ample parking. We encourage people to carpool and bike if they can, but come out and join us and eat an amazing meal prepared by Dining Services and learn about sustainability, hear some great music, see some amazing theater, and a lot of hopeful young people who are collaborating to create a better planet.
Fantastic. Professor Hanson, thank you so much. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Sure. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Randy Hanson, the co-director of the Program and Environment and Sustainability Services at UMD. He's also the director of the UMD Land Lab, a.k.a. the Sustainable Agriculture Project Farm. And the Farm Fest 2018 happening this Sunday from noon to 4 out at the Land Lab. That's 3568 Riley Road, about a third mile west of Jean Duluth Road. And we'll have a link to that event set up on our website later on this morning. Green Visions on KMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.